Hey guys, welcome back. It's Luke here from Lifehouse Osaka. One of the worst feelings in the world is being sick. Have you ever been sick where you felt like you were gonna die? It's terrible. I hate this feeling. We're gonna talk about some encouraging verses from the Bible when you feel sick. Well, hey guys, welcome back. It's Luke here. And we're going to go through a couple of verses in the Bible that are going to be encouraging to you guys when you're feeling sick, when you are sick, when you're praying for healing in your life. We do believe that God is a healing God. I've experienced this many times in my life. In fact, many times I've prayed for other people to be healed while I've been sick and seen them get healed. So we don't understand everything about why people get healed, why they don't, but we do trust that God is good. And what I just really want to encourage you with today is you need to keep on praying. If you prayed before and you didn't get healed, pray again for healing. And I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to pray for you. Pray for your healing as well in a moment. So let's have a look at a great scripture in Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. This is a famous verse in the Bible, and it's about when Jesus died on the cross for us. Jesus, of course, died on the cross for our salvation. But, you know, part of salvation, part of that word salvation is to be made whole, to be healed. And the Bible talks a lot about this. In Romans chapter 8, it talks about God's Spirit giving life to our bodies. It's an important thing. So it says here in verse 5 of Isaiah chapter 53, it says that he was pierced for our transgressions and he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. So the great exchange that happened on the cross was he got Jesus' body was broken. Remember, that's why we take communion together, and there's power in communion, where his body was broken for our healing. It's like an exchange where he took our sin, he gives us forgiveness. He took our sickness and he gives us his life and his healing. So we're going to pray in a moment for people who need healing. God is able to heal. Many times in the Bible, people would come to Jesus and say, Jesus, would you heal me? And he says, every single person who asked Jesus for healing, he healed. Every single one. So I want to encourage you to keep on asking for healing today. And we're going to pray in a moment. But I just mentioned communion. Communion is a really powerful thing. It's where we celebrate what Jesus has done for us. We take some food and drink, and we take it together with other believers and we pray. And I just want to encourage you to be a part of that. We often do it in church. You could do it at home by yourself. You could do this around your dinner table with your family. But pray. When you eat and drink, pray for God's healing. Remember what Jesus has done for you on the cross. And so with that, we're going to pray in a moment. But let me read you one more verse to encourage your faith in Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. This is from the encouraging verses section in the Blue Book, which is part of our Lifehouse app. You can download the app today. It's free. And check out these verses. But it says, Jesus went through all the towns and the villages, teaching them and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. And he healed every kind of disease and sickness. Every disease, every sickness is under the power of Jesus. Jesus is above everything else. He is able to heal, and he can heal in your life today. So let's pray. God, we thank you that you are able to heal. We pray for healing in people's lives today. We thank you for all different kinds of diseases and just problems, infirmities, broken bones, cancers. We thank you. You are healing, God. You are able to heal those things. So we pray right now for your healing touch upon people's bodies, even people's minds right now, people who are suffering in their minds today. God, you would set them free, bring healing in their mind, that things would come back into line the way they're meant to be. And I pray for people's bodies to be strengthened today in Jesus' name. They'd be strengthened, that everything that is wrong would weaken and die, and everything that is from you, God, would become strong in Jesus' name right now. We thank you for it, God. Amen. Well, I hope you're encouraged by that. Continue to pray, and I'm going to pray with you. We're going to be going through a bunch of encouraging verses in the Bible. So I encourage you to just join this journey with us. I'm so great to share God's word with you. I encourage you to write a couple of things down. If it's encouraging to you, write it down. If you're on YouTube, please subscribe. If you're on the podcast, subscribe. Leave us a review. It really helps us out. And until next time, we'll see you again soon.